Blog Talk Radio.
Definitely. Now, we do want to bring to your attention several changes that came about at the last moment, at least to my attention at the last moment. As you can see, we're on at a different hour tonight. Normally, we're on at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Tonight, we're on at 6:30 p.m. Now, through no fault of our own, we were informed by Blog Talk Radio that there's change in policies. And we had to use the time we want to use up until 6:30, but after 6:30, we have to upgrade to another level, and I didn't know if we needed to do that if we're not going to use it all the time. So nevertheless, we're now going to be here at 6:30, but this is a trial run, part one, and then part two, there's a little confusion on our part. It says that we are on for half an hour, but then the computer says we're on for a full hour. So we're going to go with the computer and hope it works for the full hour. If it doesn't, be aware that at half an hour from now, the computer might shut us down. I doubt very much it will happen, but we just want you to be aware of it. Just want you to be aware of it. Nevertheless, let's go ahead and get things started. Bishop is in the house. Good evening, Bishop Hawk.
Good evening. How are you doing?
I'm doing fairly well, thank God. Thank God for your help, and thank you for asking.
You're very much welcome.
I understand also that that Pastor Dial cannot make it because she's at the prison ministry at this time.
Yes.
Very good.
Yes, that's something that we normally do. I was supposed to be there myself. We normally go on this time Sunday, normally about 7.
God.
It was before the broadcast came about, so
okay,
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So this broadcast might possibly have to change another hour. We'll work it out and let our audience know what's what. Okay.
You got it.
Okay, Bishop. Thank you very much for your support. Well, let's go ahead and open up with a prayer, Bishop, please.
Oh, Father God, we thank you for your goodness, Lord God, and we thank you for your manifold blessings. We thank you, Lord God, for the producers, oh God, the Brother Aiden and Sister Shaquilla, God, which I call Miss C. We thank you, Lord God, for Pastor Dow that she's there visiting with the rest of them at the prison ministry tonight. We thank you, Lord God, for the radio listeners that have found out and that have joined us, Lord God. You bless blog radio, Lord God. You bless accordingly to whatever the changes are, God. You let a change come about, for you are a miracle-working God. Father God, all things are in your hand. All things is in your control, and there is where we will leave them. You bless all we're going out and coming in. I was sitting down and up rising. If there be any sick among us tonight, God, you heal by your power. God, heal by your anointing. Make ways out of no ways. If any among you is sick, let them call for the elders of the church. Let them anoint them and they pray, and the prayers of the saints will save them, Lord God, accordingly. It will heal by your power. It will heal by thine anointing. Lord God, if we've committed any sin, you forgive us, God, for the offenses, fragrant prayers of a righteous man. God, they availeth much tonight. For the Lord is our shepherd, God, and as long as we trust in you, we will have no need of anything. For you are our daily bread. You are our way maker. Lord God, the thief, he come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But thou hast come that we will have a life more abundantly. And Lord God, since that we know in mind, we will give over to you right now in the name of the Father, Lord God, in the name of the Son, and Christ's name we pray. Thank God. Amen.
And amen. And amen. Okay.
Amen.
Now, Bishop, do you want to go ahead and get started, or do you want to take this phone call first?
Go ahead and take the phone call.
Okay, thank you. Good evening, caller. Calling in from area code 917. Go right ahead. You're on the air. Tell us who you are and where you're calling from, please.
Oh, my name is Gwendolyn Barley. I'm from New York City.
Oh, good evening, Gwendolyn. Glad to have you. Go right ahead. What's your question or comment?
Excuse me?
What's your question or comment? Yeah.
No, I'm just calling for prayer.
Okay.
I'm just asking for prayer tonight, you know,
to ask
you to pray for me that I grow stronger in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And that my family and my everyone, you know, be healthy in everything. You know, that I have a neighbor that is bothering me, and that you pray that he would just leave me alone.
Okay.
Okay,
Bishop's on the line. He'll talk to you directly.
Okay. This is my sister.
Oh, your sister.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, she's the oldest. She's the oldest, and I'm the next oldest. And then we got one under her. Under me, excuse me.
Welcome, sister.
Bless the Lord, those requests that you have requested God for, we know without a shadow of a doubt that God is able to get the job done. And the Bible says anyone that is touching and agreeing and speaking it, it shall be done. So we're going to touch and agree with you tonight that God will bring you a closer walk with her. Lord God, by your power, you know her request. You know what she have asked you to do for her. God, in a 3-4, you bring the family, God, closer together. You touch them, Lord God, accordingly to the faith that she have within you. She asked for a closer walk with you. And God, give her that closer walk, Father God, by your power and by thine anointing. God, for you are a way maker. You are the master designer. You are her creator. Now grant her her heart's desire. And Lord God, she says she have an adversary. Lord God, and you know how to put that adversary at flight. And God, we put him to flight right now in the name of Jesus, that he will quit bothering her. He will quit pestering her right now. For whoever that is and for whatever his reasons may be, you bind that spirit. God, you bind it right now. And we take control of it, God, by the authority and by the anointing that you have endowed us with, that the power of attorney will be used on her behalf, that she'll be able to put the enemy to flight right now. God, according to your word, we give it over unto you, Lord God. We claiming this thing by faith, and God, we are calling it done. And Gwen, I want to tell you right now, all you got to do, bless be to God, is just give it over to God, and you already asked God to get the job done. And by you asking God to get the job done, bless be to God, with all of these listeners, praise God, God is already going to do it, because that is your first step to your answered prayer. And as the Bible says now, in Hebrews 11 and verse 1, that now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Though you do not see what that man or woman or whoever is doing, blessed be God, don't worry about it. You thank God and say, Lord, I thank you for moving my adversary out of the way. And every morning that you get up, Lord, I thank you for moving my adversary out of the way. I remember I had one of those things, and I kept praying to God until, bless be to God, we see that adversary move out of my way. And so God is a God without respect of a person. And so if he did it for me and all the millions that know him all around the world, he will do the same thing for you. And so we are in agreement with you that you will get closer to God, that the family, amen, will be blessed, Lord God, going out and coming in. And we will put that enemy to flight right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
All right.
Amen and amen.
Just believe it, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Yep.
God bless you all.
God bless you.
Too.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
You welcome, dear. Keep listening in.
Okay. That's all we have on the line, Bishop.
Okay. Praise God. Amen. We're going to take up from where, blessed be the God, that we are from. And I thank God, Miss Pastor Dow tonight, praise God, and she is doing what the 25th book of Matthews tell us. When I was in prison, you visit me. And so that's what we're supposed to do. When I'm hungry, you gave me to eat. When I am thirsty, you gave me water to drink. When I was naked, you gave me clothes to put on. And as much as you done that unto one of these, as Matthews 25 said, you have done it unto me. Enter in into the joy of the Lord. You will hear the Lord say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. But then you have those that do not do any of those things, and then they want a reward. But you cannot get a reward, because when I was hungry, you didn't give me nothing to eat. Naked, you didn't clothe me. Thirsty, you didn't give me nothing to drink. In prison, you didn't visit me. So enter damnation. So that's what it's all about. So you have a choice. But our topic tonight, we're going to take off from where we were from a week before, and that is in God we trust. And as I had said, a week before, although it's on our currency and it was put up there on our currency in 1956, I don't know whether this country, even half of the world, or probably even most of the world, is trusting in God or not. And the reason that I can safely say that without ridicule or rebuke is because we got so many religions around the world, and some believe in this and some believe in that. And but the fact when it all boils down, we all going to have to trust into this one God, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one Father in all and for all. And so that's what it is all about. So trusting in God. In God we trust. And, I was in the Genesis 5 and verse 24. And I was reading this week about Enoch, blessed be the God, about in God we trust. Enoch lived 365 years on earth, which means he lived 100 years per day. Every day represented 100 years. Can you about imagine that? Praise be to God. And yet, praise the Lord, me myself, for the age that I am, I haven't even lived a half hour yet. For the fact is, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years with God is like a day. So I haven't even lived a half an hour. Matter of fact, I don't think that any of us that are listening to this telecast or broadcast or any of our family members have even lived a half hour. Even when you reach 100 years old, you haven't even lived a half hour yet, because that's how God sees time very much. So, but yet, Enoch, in God, he trusts. When I say in God he trusts, out of the 365 years, 300 of those years, he trusted, he humbled himself, and he walked and talked with God. In the last 65 years, he just done the nasty things that he was supposed to do. Blessed be to God, but yet his trust was in God. So until one day, he and God took a walk. And normally, when God will come down and visit Enoch, when they got a certain point, Enoch would have to turn around and go back home, because it wasn't his time, although his trust was in God. But yet, at the end of 365 years, then he took a walk of God that day, praise the Lord, and he began to turn around, but God told him, no, not today. You're going all the way with me. Why? It's because his trust was in God.
How about that?
Praise God. And so if people will just trust God the way they supposed to trust God, and the bad part about that, in God we trust, we get in our cars, we don't check the brakes, we don't check the steering wheels, we don't check whether the seat is why, it's because we trust in that the last time we utilize that car, we trust in that seat, that car, those steering wheels are together. When we ride on the train, we don't go up there and put our trust just in the conductor and say, okay, this is that, without praying to God. Why? It's because that no matter what, we are trusting in God. But then, how you know that you are trusting in God, and God we trust. When you get on an airplane, which I don't even today understand how it gets off the ground and more or less stay up in the air the way it does, and then land, in God I trust, praise God. You know what I'm saying? In God I trust when I get on those big, giant boats, praise be to God, those things are called cruise ship, and that big rascal, all those many pounds, 90,000 pounds, that is without even putting all the stuff in them, and yet those things does not sink. Praise be to God. In God I trust. The question that I could ask you today, you are listening into what I trust. You are listening into what Enoch trusts in. So, but I'm asking you, in God, do you trust? Do you put your trust in man? Do you put your trust in the job? Do you put your trust in the car? Do you put your trust in the plane? No, 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 no. Put your trust in God, and then when you put it in that perspective, you can see what we see in God. Blessed be the God we trust. Oh, yes, it's on the money, but you know what? That same dollar bill that's supposed to be worth a whole dollar bill, it is only worth 25 cents. But yet they're talking about in God we trust. If in God we trust, give me my whole dollar. Praise God. Amen.
Right, doctor.
Amen. If that be the case, praise God. Amen. So, but you know, that's what how man look at it. Praise be to God. So, when we put our confidence in God, without a shadow of a doubt, we are not wavering. We are not asking any questions. Praise be to God. And you know, when I was I wake up every morning, and if I'm going to have a dream, my dreams are always just momentarily before I get up. And in the process of when I was waking up this morning, God, when I was laying up and trying to get myself right to get up in my mind, and when I awakened, God had brought this little dream that he had gave me. That have you ever wanted something, praise be to God, so bad and don't even know how you're going to get it? You don't even know where it's coming from. You don't even have the means. You don't even have parents that are able to help you out because you done borrowed from them for so long, they ain't going to give you that gift because you ain't never paid them back. But yet, praise God, in the manner, what you going to do then? Are you going to go out and steal it, which a lot of people do? Why? Because they don't have no trust in God. Will you fraudulent someone? Yes, a lot of people do because they have no trust in God. But in God, we trust. When we put that trust in God, we don't have to fraud no one. We don't have to steal from no one because you know what? God is so faithful. God is so just that though we ourselves do not know where it is coming from, God will have somebody to come from down the street and give you that exact amount that you want. If the water bill get to be $100, they'll give you $105. Otherwise, what am I saying? Because in God I trust, he didn't only give me the amount that I want, but he gave me fragments there as well. Blessed be the God. So that's the kind of God that people need to trust in, and not putting it in the government, and not putting it in this, and not putting it in that, but putting it into where it needs to be, and the credit, whether right or wrong, whether we are saved or unsaved, all the credit belongs to God. So in God we trust.
In God we trust. All right, all right. Yes, sir.
Okay. Anything, producer, that you have to say?
Well, as you were talking, I remember coming up in the Air Force when I was in the military.
Mm-hmm.
I drove trucks out to the flight line to refuel those planes.
Uh-huh.
And one of the things that they taught us constantly, do not trust on the driver who drove the truck before you. Because as you were talking about the brakes and the fuel and the oil and everything else about that vehicle, you don't know if it's complete or it's incomplete. So
that's right.
Take it upon yourself to check it out thoroughly before you drive it off, because you are responsible for that. So that's what I learned to do. But you know what else I added to that? Although I checked it out before I drove it off at the beginning of my shift, I always had a little prayer, God, just watch over me, make sure everything goes all right. Because
I didn't realize
I was trusting in God. I just thought I was asking him to watch over me. But in other words, what you're saying, I was adding that little extra addition to it by trusting in him that he will keep me safe.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. And that's why
they know that.
Yes, amen. I tell you, I can relate to you about. I remember when I was in the military, and I was before I got in the military, a helicopter. I wouldn't get into a helicopter. I had no problem with planes. Everybody said the fastest way to go and safest way, safer than a car. Which I don't know whether that's safer than a car, but you know, in any event, I fly them anyway. But the idea is. When I was in the military and they had their helicopter that they called a Chinook, and that Chinook got two planes on top. Oh, yeah. Huh? Yeah, one
Vietnam
of the...
Time,
what you say?
Vietnam time, Chinook.
Yes. And one of the worstest planes that you can ride. It's like you're shaking out of the sky at all times. Now, I tell you what, then in those days, I may not knew God the way that I supposed to have known God, but every time we got up in the air, I would put my trust in him and say, Lord, please don't let this copter come down on this day. Praise God.
So, in other words,
one thing about it, God have a way to give you a trust in here. Otherwise, God will allow something to happen unto us that will convince us that we need to trust in him. And if a person do not want to trust in him, maybe they need a shaking up that maybe God need a pour out from under them. Praise be to God like that. Thank you, Jesus. The eagle, which they call the regal bird. Now, make a long story short, when she builds her nest year after year, that nest becomes the size of a football, and she puts it very high up into one of the strongest trees that can be done. And she will go out and she will get thorns and thistles and put in the bottom, blessed be the God, of that nest. And then she'll fly all over the country and get from the fir trees, the leaves, whatever she can get that is soft, and she will put it down in the bottom. And to make a long story short, she will have those little eaglets, but when it's time for those little eaglets to leave the nest, mama said, don't put your trust in me no more. It's time for you to defend for yourself. She'll start pulling out all of that soft stuff that she has in the bottom of that nest. And because the eaglets' feet are so tender, when they get down in the nest, a little thorns will put in this, you know, prick their little feet, and they hop back on top of the rim. And so when she tries to teach them how to fly, they got to trust in mom. She'll fly a mile or two up in the air, and she'll shake that little booger off of her back. And you would think that she is cruel, but what she's trying to do is teach them not to trust in me, but start trusting in something that is higher than me. And so she would shoot them up, but you would think that she's going to let them hit the ground in just about feet before they hit the ground. She'll swoop up under them, cut them back up, and shake them off again. That's the kind of trust that we need in God. Like the eaglets, have, like the eagle have for the younger, we need that kind of trust in God. And every now and then, God needs to start up the nest so we can put our trust in him instead of constantly putting our trust in these earthly and worldly things. Being not conformed to this world, but being transformed by the renewing of our mind. When our mind is renewed in God, we know then that we are trusting in the Lord.
Bishop, you know something that really is amazing what you just said?
Uh-huh.
The eagle, for example, that's a creature of God. God created that eagle. But he didn't create a dumb bird. He created a bird that was a male bird, and then there's a female bird, and then, of course, there's the children. But he created in the mother bird that instinct to take care of that child. Now, where did that eagle get that intelligence from?
From God. Himself,
God, exactly. Not only did the eagle know what to do to build a nest, he knew what to do to help the child and what to do to bring the child back up. So if
that
eagle then had the intelligence, that child, that baby, eaglet, would not survive. And God's gift again to man and to animals and to plants is amazing. Everything we have created by God.
Oh,
And you know, one of the most saddest things in the world, what you just said, one of the most saddest things in the world, God instilled it within that eagle to do all of that, and he had put even more so in the man to do that, and he just won't even do it.
Yes, yes, that's true.
He just won't even do it. Anybody can have a child, but it takes a man to take care of that family. You know, so the idea is if he would put his trust in God, I'm convinced that he can get a job. A lot of them say, well, you know, I can't get a job because of this and because of that. Put your trust in God. Put your confidence in God. And I believe that you can get a job. Because when I wanted to work, I may not did what I wanted to do at that time, because before I got to build computers, I was flipping hamburgers, you know, things of that sort. And then with my granddaddy on Camp Geiger, I was flipping hamburgers at the age of 14 and 15. And so if I can get a job at the age of 14 and 15, certainly you can get one at the age of 21 if you just put your trust and confidence in God. And yet most people, and you know what? Believe it or not, unfortunately and sadly to say, there is even a lot of church people that don't put their trust in God the way they're supposed to, because
yes,
if they did, they would be able to say, in God, I'm going to trust you for this, and God, I'm going to trust you for that. But
praise
a lot of them, they're saying, well, I'm going to live for the moment. What in the devil is living for the moment got to do with it?
Exactly.
Put your trust in God. It ain't just for the moment, because the moment will flash away. And what you're going to do after that moment is gone? What is your life, as the Bible as it says in the book of James? What is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little while. Other words, put it to us like this. We go into the kitchen and we cook, and whatever we are cooking, greens or beans or whatever, rice or whatever, the steam comes up above that pot, but when it get above that pot, it then start evaporating. That's what it means, vanishes away. It just disappears. And yet, if our trust is in God, we won't have to worry about anything disappearing, because God is always there. And one thing about God, when God give us something, God don't take it back. When man gives you something, if you treat him wrong, or if you don't do it the way he wants you to do it, because you are trusting in him, he'll take it back. Quit trusting in that man. Quit trusting in that woman. Quit trusting in that boy. Even quit trusting in that job, and put your trust in God, because after all, even your job, God is the one that got it for you. You didn't get it on your own, because God gave us favor. And when God give us favor, no matter how that we are provided for, amen, because our trust is in God, because of our confidence is in God, God, amen, will do what, amen, he said his word will do. Why? Is because if we would take the example like the Bible characters do, we would be better people today. If we would take the characters of the Bible and their examples and their faith in God and their trust in God, we would be well off today. But many does not look at it that way, and so therefore many struggle. There's some struggle because they can't help it because of hard times. You got what we call innocent struggles. We got many that go through sorrow at times. But the idea and the objective, if we all would just simply put that trust in God and know, praise God, that everything will be all right, then we can trust in God. Amen.
Amen to that, brother. Amen.
Amen.
But you know, Bishop, God, again, it goes back to God. God gave us, gave man, woman, human being, the intelligence to do a job so we could support ourselves and our families.
That's
now,
it.
He gave us also the job that we can go to. But because God doesn't control the job, man controls the job, there's
That's
no
right.
guarantee that that job is going to be there forever.
That
How many
so
people
cool.
today
no,
are in a job that is shut down? How many people today are being laid off? How many people today are in high-powered jobs that pay them huge amounts of money, here today, gone tomorrow? So we
That's
never
right.
know
yes.
where
yes.
to put our
right.
trust. And the only way we can truly put our trust and it will stay beneficial to us is when we trust in God. Because God doesn't falter.
Amen.
He does something and he says something, it is true as true can be.
That's God. And
that's God.
It.
Amen.
And when you can take God at his word, a man like that at his word, I mean, what else would you need except to serve him,
exactly,
to obey him, and to do his will? In my mind, go back up for a moment there to when you was talking about the mother eagles and that how that,
yes,
God instilled it in her. You know, there's something that God have instilled it in the women, the young ladies and mothers, that us men just don't have. We just don't have it. We don't have the patience with that rascal. A mom said, you know, he's going to be all right, and, you know, just give him a little time. Well, mom, he's 18 years old. How much more time does he need? You know, something of that. And a mom said, you know, well, we don't have to give him a spanker right now. Go in that room and get that belt, son, because you are deserving of this spanker. Your mother's got that instinct in them, and I don't care what anyone say, when a child is in trouble, I don't care how bad that child is, because that mother put her instinct in God, because God has given that to her, she knows when that child is in trouble. She knows when something is wrong. She even knows when that child is sick. Us daddies say, well, it don't,
amen,
I mean, hey, what do you expect me to do? That's what we say. But the mother said, let's go see him. You go ahead and see him. You know, whatever. But because she trusts in God, and God, she trusts him, and maybe us fathers should take a little example, but in any case, in the book of Deuteronomy, God gave that instinct to moms anyway.
Exactly.
But I'm going to have to hang up on, I'm going to have to go.
Okay,
go ahead, sis, and we'll talk to you. I'll talk to you this week. All right, you're welcome, dear. You're welcome. God bless.
Thank you very much for coming on. That's right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Amen. And so that's what it's all about when we look at it in that perspective. And when we look at it in that perspective, we know then that there's no question. Esther, when my mind goes back into the fourth chapter of the book of Esther, which I don't have time to go through the whole, but it actually started in the first chapter of the book of Esther, when there was a queen by the name of Vashti, and her husband wanted her to come and dance before all of his guests, which I thought was kind of crazy. Why in the world, although I know they did that and still do that in the Middle East, amen, why would you want your wife to parade in front of people, half-dressed and all that kind of stuff? And you know these men's going to lust after her, you know, whatever the deal may be. But anyway, whatever their tradition was in that day, she refused to come and at the king's request. And he dethroned her, and he told the chambermaid to find 100 women and let them go through the purification. And then whenever the purification is over, that's the one that I was chosen. And of course, we know that Esther was chosen. But Esther had an adversary, just like she said she had an adversary. She had an adversary by the name of Haman, and Haman did not like the Jews because of Mordecai, because because her dad had died, had raised her as if she was his own daughter. And so Haman didn't like that because Mordecai gained favor with the king. So he wanted all the Jews out of his way. Make a long story short, Mordecai told her, you need to go into the king. And it was at that time, the only way that you can come and see the king, which was a pretty hefty rule, your wife can't even come to you unless you lift a staff up against her. And anyway, Mordecai told Esther, do you think that you're going to escape all this because you are married to the king? No, you still a Jew as well, so you need to go and see the king. Well, don't you know, she said, that if I go in, I could lose my head? Look at here, go on anyway. Called everybody on a three-day fast. They went on a three-day fast. Esther went before the king. The king lifted up the standard. And then when Esther told Mordecai, she said, look at here, if I perish, let me perish. Why did she say that? Because she was trusting in God, her confidence was in God. In God, she trusts. And because in God, she trusts. Instead, of the Jews being destroyed, Haman and all of his household were destroyed because they came against those that trusted in God. When you trust in God, God will take care of you. It does not make any difference about the storm all around you. It does not make any difference of the sinking sand that is under your feet. It doesn't make any difference of the great drops of hail coming down. If you trust in God, God will take care of you.
Exactly, exactly, exactly. Yes, sir.
Amen.
As a matter of fact,
and so that's what it's all about. When you know that that's all about, I can say in that wise, who wouldn't trust a God like that?
Well,
praise God, I know I would. I remember that there was a time, as I said on the television today, there was a time that I didn't trust God. I mean, it's just the bottom line. I knew about God. Don't misunderstand me, because my grandmother taught me about God, but I didn't. It wasn't no. He wasn't in my. Let's put it like this. God wasn't in my cards. It's just the bottom line. I had some things that I wanted to do, and God, it was not in my cards. That's the bottom line. Done what I wanted to do. I went where I wanted to go. God was not in my cards. I'm not saying that I didn't trust him. It's just that I didn't know that I was trusting him at that time.
Oh,
I was on my way to hell at breakneck speed. I wasn't fit to live, and I was not even fit to die. Amen. But you know what? Because my grandmother, in God she trusts, one day at the age of 19, before that, at 15, she would tell me, God's going to call you into ministry. I said, oh, no, he's not. She said, yes, he is. And, of course, you didn't argue with those grandmamas back then in the 50s, because you might get slapped across the room, bottom line. And so that's just the way they had to go. But in any event, at the age of 19, God called me into the ministry, and that's when I started putting my trust in him. But the bad part about that, I backslid it two or three times. And to make a long story short, I was what they call, if there is any such thing, I was what they call a hopping Christian. I hopped in, I hopped out. I hopped in, I hopped out. And the last time I hopped in, God told me, he said, look at here. If you hop out again, he said, you would never be able to hop back in. And you know what? I've been trusting in God ever since. My trust has been in God ever since. You know why? Because when you hop in and hop out, then you become a reprobate. When you become a reprobate, it means you're hard-hearted. You're nothing that you know. Want to know, seem to be true. You always rebelling. You're worse than a goat. You're worse than a donkey. You always butting. You always just doing any old deceivable thing that you possibly can. So when I gave it to God the last time, after 5 years of hopping in, hopping out, I didn't hop out no more, and that's just bottom line. That's the way it is. That's the way we got to trust him.
God is. God is a good God. He's a parent to us. As a matter of fact, I like to say that God is a perfect parent. There's nothing wrong with God. He is 100%, 1,000% perfect. So what he does for us as a parent is 100% perfect. There's no guarantee to return if you don't like it. God is God, and he's good all the way.
That's it.
As a matter of fact, in putting the show together today, I came up with a phrase that makes sense. I'm going to pass it by you, Bishop. It says, it goes like this. I left this with our viewers. When we trust in God and are obedient to him, we are bound to receive his blessings according to his will.
Mm-hmm.
And by that I mean, if we do what God wants us to do, he will take care of us.
That's right.
Okay, then.
That's right. That's right. That's one of the biggest problems, because people do not never seek the divine will of God until trouble arises. But if they would do that and allow the will of God be in them, when you know the will of God is working in you, you're right, praise God. When the will of God is working, when the will of God is manifesting, but you know, a lot of people, for whatever its reasons may be, they go likening because of that will not actually manifesting themselves. themselves. And I think a lot of it comes because they really do not know their position in God. When I say they don't know their position in God, they may know God, but they have not come to their full manifestation. They have not come to their full growth in God. So where somewhere down the line, I believe they become like him. But if they will come into the full knowledge of God, to the full will of God, then yes, I believe that 100% that it all works, or as the word of God say, all things works together for the good of those that love the Lord, to those that are called according to his purpose, according to Psalms, I think is the 8th chapter, verse 28. It works, but you got to put your trust. You got to have God's will in our lives. You know, we have everybody else's will in our lives in a lot of cases. And I'm not saying everybody. You know, I'm talking about those that does have everybody's will working in their lives and except God. Mama's will, daddy's will, wife's will, husband's will, and over half of the time, children's will. But when we let all of those wills go and allow the will of God to manifest itself within us, then we know that everything will be all right. And we know then that in God we trust. Praise God.
Praise God on that. Praise God on that.
Any callers?
Let me announce our number for our callers, and then what I'd like to do is give you a little rest. I'll put some music on so you can rest your voice a bit. I know you've been working hard today before you get on the show.
All right, that'd be well.
Okay, good. Callers, our number is 657-383-1766. Give us a call if you have a question, you have a comment, or you have a prayer request. Number again is 657-383-1766. Now let's turn to some music and just give the bishop a chance to catch his breath. He's really been going nonstop. So here's a message for you.
Jehovah, Jehovah,
Praise God.
Yes, sir. We Jehovah is his name. We have so much
Amen.
To be thankful for. Amen on that. No calls
yes,
on the line, Bishop. Go right ahead.
All right. Yeah, I was talking about Elijah's. That his name stands for Jehovah. Jehovah, so Jehovah Jireh, that healer. So, you know, that's the goodness of God, letting you know how
yes.
that God put his seal
yes.
on things. And so that's what it's all about, amen?
Amen, amen on that, amen.
You know, and God we trust. Whether people realize it or not, according to Psalms 37, it's trusting in God. It's having obedience in God and taking God at his word. That's what it does. In God we trust. It implies obedience unto God.
Exactly.
Saul, in 1 Samuel 15, he was obedient, but then he got disobedience, means he lost his trust. In God,
yeah.
he used to trust, but because of his disobedience, then he started trusting himself and started trusting in people. And so in God we trust, it means it's going to bring confidence in God. We're not going to have confidence in nothing but confidence in God. And when we do it in that manner, it might bring a fret every now and then. Why? It's because when God loves us and we have been disobedient, he chastens those that he loves. And when he chastens them that he loves, means you will get some kind of a whipping. And I don't think that nobody want to get a spanking. And I can be the first to tell you, God is not one you want to get one from. No,
exactly.
I prefer to get one from my mom and dad before
yeah.
I get one from God. It's just that simple.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes. Yeah, amen on
yeah.
that. Amen on that.
When
now, Bishop, I have another example to share with you. I'm sorry.
Okay, go ahead.
The example is tonight. We had some technical difficulties because the changes of the procedures at Blog Talk Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was under the impression that if we move to an earlier hour, we will only be limited to a half an hour. But
okay.
you know what? You said, go ahead, let's do it anyway.
Yeah,
guess
right.
what? We're now past a half an hour, and we're working a full hour. Because God allowed it to work this way.
Amen.
Amen on that.
Amen. And God,
yeah.
we trust that no matter
in
what,
God we
if
trust.
It's a half
exactly.
or if it's a whole, in God we trust.
We
Amen.
Trust. Exactly.
And when
exactly.
you can, yep. And when you guys hear that right there, to what the producer have said and how
yes.
that it could have worked out, but when
yes.
you have God in control, God working in his own plan.
Exactly.
So a half is made a whole, praise be unto
yes.
God. And so
exactly.
when you put that trust, or in God we trust, then there ain't no use of worrying. The reason that a person worry is because they are not trusting in God. They worry
yes.
because they've been depending on whatever they've been depending on, but it's not been depending and trusting in God. Now, brother and I, we could have kind of got a little worried. We could have got
yes.
a little sad. I could have even said when I found out what the problem was, I could have said, well, let's not worry about it now. But why would you want to cut whatever time that you possibly could? Why would you want to cut time out from giving God's word unto
exactly.
God's people? And so
exactly.
for that cause, and because we trust in God, look at where we are now, okay?
Exactly.
Now, as he said, the computer said one thing, but God said another thing. Praise God. And so we've been
yes.
on 45, we've been on 50 minutes, and then we got
yes.
10 more minutes, so I know we'll go to the rest of this one. Why?
Exactly.
Because we put
exactly.
our trust in God.
In God, exactly, exactly.
Amen. So, and there's two more characters I want. Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I'm looking at our statistics and how many people listen to us and where to listen to us from.
Uh-huh.
It looks like we haven't lost anybody, but India has increased. We got a little bit more people listening there.
Okay.
Pakistan has increased a little bit more.
Okay.
Saudi Arabia is still with us. And Africa, we have Nigeria. We have Algeria. Algeria came back on. South Africa is still with us.
Okay.
And others. We have England still with us, Germany, Norway, Sweden, Oh yeah, they're still there. But the one in Japan, I think, was with us, dropped out, and China dropped out. But still,
okay.
People far away are still staying with us. That's God's work right there.
That's it. That's trusting in God. That's in God
exactly.
We trust. And not only that, look at in God we trust, the time have changed in different all different parts across the world, and
yes.
Yet you still, some of them are up the night listening to us.
Yes. And some of us.
Some of them is early in the morning listening.
Exactly.
Okay.
And some of them are tomorrow. Australia is tomorrow already.
Yes. Exactly, see? And so so that goes to show you that when you put your confidence in God, when you trust in God, and in my conclusion, it takes me like a man, like Joseph, according
yes.
to the 39th chapter of the book of Genesis. And I'm not going to tell you through the whole thing, but I will tell you how it got started. He had 10 or more brothers, 11 brothers, and they was jealous of him because of his father loved him, Isaac. He loved him. He made a special coat for him of different colors. And because his mother loved him, they hated him. But in the midst, long story short, they couldn't kill him because the younger brother said, no, we don't want to kill him. In other words, he was trying to save his life. He had no doubt trust in God that I don't want my brother hurt, and even more so, I know what it's going to do to my father. He's already lost one child. We don't want him to lose another. So, tell you what, let's put him down into a hole to keep from killing him. And they killed the lamb and carried it to the father and said, your brother is, your son is dead, et cetera, et cetera. He got sold into slavery, got there in Egypt into slavery. And to make a long story short, he was a real nice man to look upon, like a lot of these women today. They look upon these young men and they just go crazy because they got muscles and they look good and all. They ain't like a brother like you and I, we just in our prime, so we got to jump around, praise God. But you know, these young men, they go flex a lot of muscle, and these young ladies' eyes go to popping, or and I can't say just the men, when the ladies, when the men see these ladies, they go to do the same thing. But anyway, make a long story short, the wife saw Joseph, how fair he looked on, how well-mannered that he was, et cetera, et cetera, and she desired him. She lusted after him. He kept everything that he could to keep from that woman. Why? It's because of his integrity, and then with God, and his integrity taught him to trust in God. And because his integrity taught him to trust in God, he was not going to sin against God, not because of a lustful woman, not whether she was pretty or whatever. He was not going to do that. I wish today that God's people would keep integrity the way that Joseph did. Anyway.
Yes.
He lusted after him, got the man in trouble, lied on him, but the fact is, although the lies, though she got him in trouble, he still held on to his integrity. Why? It's because he was trusting in his God. As long as you say, in God I trust, there ain't nothing that the enemy can do. Oh, it might work a little while, blessed be the God, and you might get in a little trouble after a while, but if you, and it's not because of you done anything, it because of lust, it because of jealousy, the lust of the woman and the jealousy of his brother, whatever, but it got him thrown in prison. Though he was in prison, he still, amen, said, in God I trust. He still maintained his integrity, and he had a dream about the butcher and the baker, and lo and behold, what happened to the butcher? It happened, and what was supposed to happen to the baker? It happened, and he told that when you go up, remind the king that I have told you this, and of course, when they got up on top side, one got killed and got restored back to his position, and he forgot all about Joseph, and that's the way that people will do today. They'll forget all about it, but because of his integrity and because that his trust was sealed in God, God delivered him, and he would deliver so greatly until the king gave him even half of the kingdom to rule over. Blessed be to God, because he held on, he continued to trust in God, and he did not buckle up under the temptation, if there was any. He did not buckle up under that woman's pressure. And there was temptation, because she was tempted in every which way she possibly could. And I'm quite sure if she utilized the things that women utilize today to attract the man, well, amen, he was a good one, praise the Lord. Blessed be to God. And so that's what it's all about. But in any event, in conclusion, he held on and he did not give in. In God he trusts, and because that he trusted God, he was rewarded for that. He was blessed for that. He had children for that. His father came in with 70 souls, and that's how they got into Egypt and things of that sort, and told them his trust was so much in God, he had the confidence that God was one day going to deliver them out of Egypt. And he told them, said, look at here, when I die, I want y'all to get my bones, and I want you to bury me in my own land, because he trusted in God, and he did not want to be left there in that pagan town. And so therefore, in God we trust. If Joseph can hold on to his integrity, what about you?
We can do it too. Exactly, Bishop, exactly.
Amen.
Exactly.
Praise God.
Bishop, that brings us to a closing time. Now, before we go to our closing thought, I want to ask you, let's tell the audience what we're going to do. We haven't made a decision yet as to what time we will start on Sundays. So between now and next Sunday, we'll put something up on Facebook to let people know what time we will agree on. Is that
okay.
All right with you, Bishop? Is that okay?
That's all right, and that's good.
Okay, good. We'll pick a time.
That's good.
Early Sunday afternoon, probably, and then go forward from there and set the time and pass it around on Facebook.
Okay, and so for those of you that do follow me on Facebook, I'll make sure that once that I get it, that you, what you don't see, we'll make sure that we get it into your hands at a proper time, that you'll
exactly
be able to know the exact time that the broadcast will be coming on.
Exactly, exactly. Again, this is man, this is not God, but we are doing our best to stay with God.
That's right.
So therefore, yes, we trust in God.
Amen.
Right, Bishop,
praise God.
Thank you. Praise God is right. Let's go ahead.
Okay. And so all you can do, audience, that everyone that have listened to us tonight, Brother Adrian and myself, you go with God, and God will go with you. Above all, if you have not learned anything that we both have said tonight, in God you do trust, in God we do trust, and we're trusting God for you. Although we do not know you, we are trusting God for you. Do help us to continue to pray for our dear sister, Miss Siakala, which is Shakira. Praise, and I'm probably not even announcing her name right. I call her Miss C because I can't get right. But do pray for her continually, and pray for all of us. Pray for the world. Pray for this country, because everyone, so that everybody can trust in God. Amen.
Very good. Very good. Well, Bishop, that's it. We have about 30 seconds, not enough for a prayer right now, but we said a mouthful. We've done a lot. Thank you,
Amen.
Thank you, brother. We'll be back next Sunday, and we'll
let
everybody know what time at the new
praise
time.
God.
Praise God for that. Thank you,
Thank
Bishop.
You
we'll talk to you next week, okay?
Amen.
So
praise God.
The number is 657-383-1766. Write that number down. Keep it close to home. And next Sunday, you can call in with your prayer requests, your questions, or your comments. So long, everyone. Good night.
Good night.
God bless you.